Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday, and it is dry, hot summer. I want to talk to you guys about all the things you're feeling with your skin, feeling dry, tight, itchy, and irritated. Summertime will do that to you. In the beginning of summer, you feel great getting all that additional sun and vitamin D. You get that glow, the acne clears up. But by the end of summer, and when the heat is really on, we get dryness, scaliness, irritation, and barrier disruption. The skin barrier is one of the most important things for you to maintain to have healthy and gorgeous skin. The skin barrier is a hydrolipid barrier. It's a natural protective layer that lives directly on top of your stratum corneum, or the most superficial layer of your skin. It's made up of sebum, lipids, water, sweat, and it's sort of like a finishing layer. And this is the skin's security guard. It's like a barrier for bad entry. It stops things from getting into your skin, and it protects you. It provides an environment for your skin's microbiome. So billions and trillions of organisms live within your skin microbiome, and they are residing within the skin barrier. If you don't have enough skin barrier, this hydrophilic, hydrolipid area of your skin, if it's dry, tight, and irritated because you've been going into too much water, too much chlorine, too much abrasiveness, dryness, sunburn, you're going to have a disrupted skin barrier. You need a strong barrier to protect your skin, and otherwise damaging substances can penetrate and enter the surface of the skin. Your skin will dehydrate and dry up quicker. Nourishment will disappear from your skin, and moisture especially will evaporate faster. So what are the things you can do to avoid losing your skin barrier? There's some acute things that happen. So if you are over scrubbing your face or over cleansing, cleaning more than twice a day weakens your skin hydrolipid barrier. If you're using products that are too strong or astringent, you can strip the natural oils from your skin and you can break down your skin barrier. If you exfoliate too much using exfoliating scrubs or scrubs like in the drugstore, you'll find the apricot type scrubs. These things are very abrasive and they tear little micro fine tears in the surface of the skin, and these will break down your lipid barrier way too aggressively and too quickly. So too many peels, exfoliating products, or aggressive scrubs are a surefire way to damage your skin's barrier. If you're using too much force when you clean your face or when you're exfoliating, that over scrubbing can make you raw and sensitive. And people tend to overdo it. You feel like a little bit of clean is good, much more clean is much better. Very aggressive treatment of the skin damages the skin barrier. You don't need to use a lot of fancy skin tools. I know that sometimes people use gua sha, they buy loofahs, exfoliating buff pads, and devices like scrubbing devices that, you know, churn around and act like floor scrubbers. We don't need that necessarily on the surface of the skin. We don't even need washcloths. Really, we just need a splash of warm water and lukewarm at that, and then clean hands to clean the skin. That's really all you need. We don't need aggressive rotating brushes, hand muffs, pore strips. These kind of things can overdo it. And remember that if you are taking certain medications that are dehydrating, this can also dehydrate the skin surface. So antihistamines are very drying. People who have rosacea and eczema, psoriasis, diabetes, lupus, acne, these are the chronic skin conditions that can also cause breakdown of the skin barrier. So if you have red, sensitive skin type that gets easily irritated, flushed, or reactive, you're someone that has a barrier issue. And that can be rosacea, where the sun makes you flush, where drinking alcohol turns you red. That can be eczema, where you have dryness, scaliness, and irritation. That could be psoriasis. All of these things make you prone to breakdown of your skin barrier. Tanning and ultraviolet light, also another bad one. So take action. This is the time when summer feels like it's really tearing at your skin. You get so dry that you feel itchy all over. Remember to do some soaks. You can get into a soak, a tub filled with water that's not too hot, not too cold, lukewarm, slightly warm. Add some really good emollients, like a tablespoon of coconut oil or two, a little bit of baby oil, any kind of oil that you can bathe in. You want to stay in the tub anywhere from 7 to 10 minutes, not longer than that, because then water leaves the skin, and that is plenty of time to soften the dried stratum corneum simultaneously with absorbing the water hydration. The oil-based lipids that you can put in your soak are going to improve the skin barrier layer. I love coconut oil for that purpose, and maybe a little splash of baby oil since it smells good too, but just maybe run the drain with super hot water afterwards so you don't plug your pipes. You can do oat products sprinkled in the tub with you. They have beta-glucan, so products like the Aveeno brand. Beta-glucans are derived from baker's yeast. It soothes irritation, it rebalances and protects your skin barrier, protects from transepidermal water loss. And when you have eczema, you might be using eczema products for dryness, irritation, roughness, and itching. The beta-glucan found in oat-based products as well as baker's yeast really soothes that. That can be sprinkled into your tub bath and soak. Ceramides and lipids are so important, and you want products to put on after your bath that are moisturizing, but have a concentrated blend of type 1, 3, and 6 ceramides, plus certain types of cholesterol. And together, using these type of ceramides and lipids, you're going to improve and enhance the barrier function of the skin, so moisture gets locked into the skin. It's not enough for moisture to just sit on the skin surface. You actually want to seal it in with an oil-based, you know, nice coverage on top of that. Remember, what you eat is also important. So dietary and anti-inflammatory omega-3 and omega-6 essential fatty acids, phospholipids, and sterols. So this means fatty fish like salmon, delicious, so good for you. Try to eat it 2 or 3 times a week. Hemp seeds, flax seeds, chia seeds, all of these seeds have really amazing anti-inflammatory omega fatty acids. These helped to restore hydration, reduce inflammation and redness, and really boost your skin's elasticity. For your face, remember to use hyaluronic acid. Great product. My Deep Blue Hydration Serum absorbs 1,000 times its water weight. When you apply this to your skin surface, it's going to seal and lock in water content. On top of that, you'll put the ceramide-rich moisturizers, like our Night Quench is amazing. That has a really great ratio of lipids with ceramides, peptides, and anti-inflammatories to seal in the nice moisture that you've just placed on your skin. I also love dietary-wise oils like olive oil, jojoba oil, plant-based oils. These are so important because they have plant-based phenols, which are rich in antioxidants. They protect from skin drying and anti-aging from the inside out. When you're eating, don't feel guilty about sprinkling olive oil on your salad, on your pasta, on your baking. It's going to be very beneficial long-term. You can also benefit from plant glucosides. These are strong antioxidants that prevent skin redness and target anti-inflammation factors of the skin. I'm a big fan of vitamin E as well. This is a verified true benefit, true antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and this is something that's going to help build your skin barrier surface as well. It's moisturizing. It's a hero for sensitive skin. You're going to really love vitamin E-based products. You'll find that in many of my skincare items, including our Night Quench, including the Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor, and I have vitamin E sprinkled in just about half of our skincare, so I'm a big fan. Lastly, don't forget that you can improve and heal your skin barrier at the end of summer with a really nice treatment. Once you've added moisturization, once you've added phospholipid and oil, and you've restored the barrier of the skin, you can take away layers of sun damage using a chemical peel. Chemical peels are so beneficial to remove photo damage, to brighten, tighten, and lighten, to increase cell turnover, and to take away fine lines, shrink your pore size, overall get away from pigmentation, brown spots. It is so important at the end of summer to do something that's going to really revitalize your skin. So take some time. August is a month for slowing down before we speed up in September, October, November. This is the time for those long, lovely soaks, moisturizing and massaging, and then pamper yourself with an end of the summer peel. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. And don't forget to check out our skincare as well. It's Beauty by Dr. K. The website is beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find many of these products that will improve your skin barrier, including the Deep Blue Hydration Serum, the Night Quench, and the Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor. Check out our Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And don't forget to rank, rate, and review the podcast. We love your input. We'd love to talk about more topics that you guys are interested to learn about. Those of you who rank, rate, and review the podcast, send us a screenshot. Email that to info@beautybydrk.com, and we will send you a deluxe size skincare sample in gratitude for you listening. I hope you're learning a lot and getting so much benefit. I try to teach on my Tuesday podcast a little longer conversation about anti-aging, wellness, and biohacking. And Fridays are 5 minutes to catch up and tell you little tidbits of knowledge. That's it for now, guys. I hope you take care of your barrier, lipid layer of your skin. Stay beautiful.